Mr. Rose, can you explain how what kind of defense we will receive from this system?
Well, the European phase adaptive approach is the U.S. national contribution to the NATO missile defense system. It consists of three phases. Phase one became operational in 2011 with the radar in Turkey and the ships in the Mediterranean. Phase two, which became operational last week with the Aegis Ashore site in Devasulu, will deal with potential threats from outside the Euro-Atlantic area to southern Europe, to include Bulgaria. In phase three, which will include the development of a new Aegis Ashore site in 2018, will allow NATO to be protected from the full range of missile threats from outside the Euro-Atlantic area.
Outside the Euro-Atlantic area. And why Bulgaria wasn't chosen for this system?
Well, when we were doing the initial assessments back in 2009, we looked to meet certain operational, technical, and geographic requirements. Based on our review of the requirements, we believe that Turkey and Romania were the ideal places. So it had nothing to do with our relationship with Bulgaria. We have a very, very good relationship with Bulgaria. We believe Bulgaria is a very important U.S. ally. However, the decision was driven by technical, operational, and geographical requirements to site the radar in Turkey and the missile defense site in Romania.
Okay. Can you tell us about your meetings here in Bulgaria and more about your talking?
Yeah. Well, thanks so much. I had some really good meetings here in Bulgaria with your defense minister, your foreign minister, as well as the foreign policy advisor to the president. We talked about a wide variety of issues, including next steps on the new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty between the U.S. and Russia, Russia's violation of the Intermediate Nuclear Forces Treaty, and U.S. attempts to bring Russia back into compliance, NATO missile defense, and a host of other arms control and strategic stability issues.
Okay. You mentioned Russia, and you said also that the system is not, it would protect us from outside European forces. Well, there is a problem. Russia don't believe it at all.
I'm shocked.
Yes, okay.
Well, let me say a few things about that. First, U.S. missile defenses and NATO missile defenses are not directed at or technically capable of undermining Russia's strategic deterrent. Let me repeat that. U.S. and NATO missile defenses are not directed at Russia nor technically capable of undermining Russia's strategic deterrent. Why is that? Well, first, Russia deploys large numbers of sophisticated ballistic missiles. We are only deploying limited numbers of systems designed to deal with limited threats from countries like Iran. Number two, Russia has deployed very advanced systems with advanced countermeasures. Therefore, our systems don't have the technical capability to intercept advanced Russian missiles. Now, the U.S. and NATO for almost two decades have made it very clear that our missile defenses are not directed at Russia. Indeed, over the past 20 years, the United States has put numerous missile defense transparency and cooperation proposals on the table. One of the key reasons for that is to show Russia that these systems are not directed at Russia. However, I would note, the latest set of proposals which were put on the table in the 2011 2012-2013 timeframe were rejected by Russia when Russia unilaterally walked away from the cooperative dialogue with NATO in 2013. And I would note, this was before the Ukraine crisis. So we have been very, very clear with the Russians, both publicly and privately, that this is not directed at them, nor does this have the technical capability to undermine their deterrent. Furthermore, we put on the table numerous cooperative proposals as well as transparency measures, but it was Russia that walked away from this dialogue in 2013 before the Ukraine crisis.
Okay, you mentioned Iran, but there is some kind of a paradox. Iran's deal was achieved during by Obama's administration. Mm-hmm. Why should we be afraid of Iran if there is a deal?
Well, that's an excellent question. I get that question quite a bit. However, while the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, also known as the Iran deal, will cut off Iran's path to a nuclear weapon, it doesn't address Iran's continued development, testing, and deployment of ballistic missiles. And we've made it very clear to Russia and others, and that is this: as long as Iran continues to develop, test, and deploy ballistic missiles, the United States will work with its friends and partners in the region to defend against that threat. Furthermore, I would note that even conventionally armed ballistic missiles can have strategic consequences. Iran has the largest number of ballistic missiles in the Middle East, and those missiles are becoming more accurate and more effective over time. So, therefore, we have to deploy effective capabilities to deal with this threat. We don't have an option not to.
Okay. While we are defending ourselves from Iran, yesterday Kremlin spoke about testifying new intercontinental ballistic missiles yards. Well, you see that the situation here, the tension grows. There were also some statements between Belarus and Russia for joint actions. Yeah. Don't you afraid that some states from Eurasia, as Kazakhstan and Armenia, could join them?
I don't think the U.S. is concerned about that. Listen, despite our differences with the Russians on a whole variety of issues, I want to be clear on this point. We are not seeking to undermine strategic stability with Russia. That's not in our interest, it's not in Russia's interest, and it's not in global security's, the global security order's interest. Let me also note is, again, despite all these problems, the U.S. and Russia continue to fully and faithfully implement the new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty. For example, on-site inspections continue in both the U.S. and Russia. We continue to exchange notifications on the movement of our strategic nuclear forces, as well as provide notifications of ballistic missile launches. Indeed, a couple of months ago, we had the 10,000th notification as required by the treaty. In our bilateral consultative commission, this was the group set up by the treaty to work through very difficult implementation issues, continues to meet and continues to work through these implementation issues. So maintaining strategic stability between the U.S. and Russia is a priority for the United States. And I would argue, and I think the Russians would agree, if you took them outside over a drink, that our current set of capabilities that the United States and NATO are deploying is not a threat to their strategic deterrent. I think what their long-term concern is what the future holds. But again, the U.S. system is very transparent. Our budgets are done in an open manner. Our military officials come and testify every year before the Congress to defend their budget submission. So Russia would know if we sought to undermine strategic stability. But I want to come back to that point. The United States is not seeking to undermine strategic stability with Russia. Maintaining strategic stability, in our view, is in the interest of the United States, Russia, and international security as a whole.
Okay, but if Kremlin goes on with such statements and such actions, what will be the answer of the USA?
Well, let me say this. Again, we are not seeking to undermine strategic stability with Russia. However, we will meet our security commitments to our allies, and we will deploy a full appropriate mix of capabilities to deter. We are not looking for conflict with Russia. That is not what we are seeking. We are seeking for a stable, rules-based order in Europe and across the globe. However, should deterrence fail, be assured that we will have the capabilities necessary to protect the United States and our allies against any potential threat, regardless of where that threat comes from.
Okay. Finally, tell me why some Republican senators and John McCain said that this system was a gift to Putin.
I'm not familiar with those statements. Everything that I have seen with regards to the European phase adaptive approach is that Congress, which is controlled by the Republicans, mm-hmm. has fully funded the program. The sites in Turkey, the sites in Romania, and the site in Poland. And there appears to be strong support within the U.S. Congress for continuing our missile defense cooperation with our allies in Europe and around the world, because Europe is not the only place where we face threats from ballistic missiles. Our allies and partners in the Gulf face this threat, and then our allies in the Asia-Pacific area face this threat from an increasingly unpredictable North Korea.
Okay, thank you very
You're
much
welcome.
For this interview.
Can I ask you, I'm just going to move this chair to take a picture without this chair.
Yeah,
sure.
You can continue talking as if...
Yeah.